Generate is supporting my vision to improve the financial literacy of 100,000 Kiwis by sponsoring Keep the Change. Cheers, Generate. Head to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change to find out more. Getting in the KiwiSaver fund that suits you and your situation is key to making sure you're maximising your investment. Generate are an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of long-term performance, and they can help you do exactly this. Their advisors can meet with you to talk about all your options when it comes to KiwiSaver to help you decide what's best for you. Too many people never get KiwiSaver advice, but not you. Go to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change to book a no-obligation chat with a Generate advisor. A copy of the product disclosure statement is available at generatekiwisaver.co.nz. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited. And of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns. Welcome back. You are listening to another episode of keepthechange.co.nz's Money Mail. It is good to have you tuning in. It's been a little while since I've recorded because I've been a little bit ill. I had one of my very good mates' weddings down there in Q Town. Even bumped into quite a few Keep the Change listeners, which was really cool to see. Just on that, Mike and I have both been reflecting recently. It's really rewarding to see so many people get so much out of this content and stop you in the street or want to say hi. Some people were a bit too scared and message after, but it means a lot. And we, it's a great currency of doing this and a byproduct of it. It's not what we do it for, but it is, a really nice feeling and very rewarding in an economy that is pretty tricky out there. And to know that the content is, hitting the right spot and that it's not too but in your face / fucking you can't achieve this, but we can, because I sometimes worry about how realistic we might be. Someone said to me recently, a lot of people wouldn't like your content. I'm like, yeah, and I'm happy. Like, that's fine. It's all good. But it's been crazy the amount of feedback recently over the start of this year, this calendar year, of people just acknowledging the content and saying that they've gotten a lot out of it. So thank you for that. But yeah, down there in Q-Town, cutie, what a spot, bit of QT time in QT for a mate's wedding, and then got sick off the back of that. But now I'm into my busy accounting season, which I've told you about previously, and had to put my head down and get through some work, which is all good stuff too. Do not mind a bit of work. But I'm in here on a Saturday at the office, catching up on some different things, including recording a couple of podcasts and creating some content, and looking forward to getting that to you as well. So there's some big stuff coming for Keep the Change. Stay tuned. Thursday, the 1st or 2nd of May? It will be revealed the 2nd of May. There's some different forms of content too, which I'm looking forward to getting to you real deep. That'll make sense to you soon. But anyway, let's get into Money Mail because I've got a couple to catch up on. It was called Poor? Try this. All this slow to no growth chat can have us looking inward and not thinking abundantly. And that is, remember, what Keep the Change is all about. I said to the person that was serving me the eggs with the salmon on top, $20 note. They said, that's $19, so keep the change. And it's a reminder for me, that dollar will come back. That will come back. I know how to make it. I know that I can do that. I'm confident in my abilities. I'm learning more. And I'm thinking abundantly, not scarcely. So you can keep that change. So that's where the name comes from. Someone asked me recently. Now, I'm not saying just willy-nilly just give away all your cash, but I'm just, that's, it's a reminder for me to think more abundantly than I do think scarcely. So today we're going to have a bit of fun. Imagine for a second you wake up tomorrow and you are rich. Yeah, boy or girl. I know that everyone has a different definition of rich. So I'll give you a quick scroll or pause. I'll talk really slowly, which is fucking hard for me to do, what rich actually means to you. So picture it, feel it, smell it, touch it, rub it. Whoa, calm down. You're going too far now. But have you got your rich? R-I-C-H. Have you got it? Do you know what that looks like? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? Okay. Now, what if I told you that you were born rich? When you were born, you didn't think about any of that stuff that you just thought about, right? So whatever you just thought about as being rich, when you were born, you didn't have that. But at some stage in your life, you decided that those were the things, the feelings, the smells that would make you rich. So your rich isn't my rich, and that rich isn't another person's rich. So where did your rich come from? Do you ever think about this stuff? I do. What's wrong with me? I don't know. But anyway, it's fascinating to think about at times. So if you believe that it's not possible to obtain the rich version that you've set for yourself, where did that belief come from? Do you think about that as well? Is it just me? Am I this fucking, am I the only one out here doing this shit, thinking like this? Maybe someone send help. But anyway, you chose your definition of rich, right? So you choose your belief that it's not possible to. So if you decided what rich is, then you must have decided that it's not possible if you think that it is not possible. When I started to break it down like that for myself, I'm like, good point. Why do I keep thinking things aren't possible if I can see them happening over there and I've done them, therefore proof that it is possible? And I'm like, that's not possible. What is that? That doesn't make any sense. That's not even logical, because I'm looking at the things thinking it's not possible, but they're in front of me. But then you're like, oh, it's not possible for me. Ah, that's the issue, Luke. This is even in the mail, money mail. I'll start talking to myself again here. Anyway, chances are that it is possible because you probably looked at someone else and saw what they had or do and decided that that was rich, and that became your version of rich too. So if we go back to when we were born, what if we were born with everything we needed to be rich, but we gave up thinking we could be, quote, rich? So who did this to us? Society, the media, our parents, school, ourselves, a friend? Like, who did this? Who ensured that we gave up thinking we could be rich? What did we consume? Again, maybe it's schooling, education, the media, all these different things that's not possible. When did this happen? When did this happen for us that we decided that we can't be rich? So perhaps if all you can see is scarcity, which means not thinking abundantly, so thinking that things, you know, aren't available, then perhaps all you will find is scarcity. And I'm just going to Google what scarcity actually means. And it's the state of being scarce or in short supply, shortage. So if we're always thinking like that, then probably that's what we're going to find, right? If all you can see are problems, perhaps all you will find are problems. I nearly got stuck here at the start of the week. I wasn't well. I chipped my tooth, a staff member left, just bang, 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 just all in a row. And I'm like, oh, you know, someone was about to ask me, how's your day? And I was about to list all those things. And I'm like, Luke, fuck up. Those are problems you need to solve. Don't go down there like, oh, what next? Oh, geez, I've had a rough start to the week. All of those things. Yeah, it's not great. It's an outlier of a week. But they're all things I'm like, okay, we can fix those. But I can see in my thinking, I'm like, you bitch of a brain, don't do that to me. Don't you fucking do it. I've seen what happens if I go down there. Then the next thing that would happen wouldn't be a problem, but like, oh, I knew this was going to happen, or another thing's gone against me, etc., right? So you have to be careful. So if all you can see are problems, perhaps all you're going to find are problems as well. If all you see in the world is unfairness, perhaps that's all you're going to find too. So you're going to go around and you're going to just continue to find unfairness. Now, I was loud about this last year in 2023, and I know a lot of you listeners to the podcast, you'd be like, yeah, you know, you recall me saying this, write down opportunity every night. As a suggestion from me, seems kind of weird, but what it is to help your brain go looking for opportunities for you. So I still regularly write down, I am a magnet for good opportunities. So I write that down and think that often throughout the week, which means that when opportunities come to me, I'm like, because I'm a magnet for good opportunities. Now, you might be thinking, fuck, mate, you're out the gate. But if you've listened to enough of these podcasts, you already know that. So anyway, that's just something that I do. Because remember, many people are not looking for opportunities at the moment because they are being conditioned to believe there aren't any. We're in a recession, the economy's tough, interest rates are high, inflation's high. It's not a good time to do this. It's not a good time to start a business. It's not a good time to do X, Y, Z. It's not a good time to try and make money from somebody. Wrong. A simple tip is that if something is blocking you, start looking for the opposite. So, i.e., if you think there aren't many opportunities for you right now, start writing down opportunities every day and see what happens. Have a post-it note. Just have it on your phone. Make your back screen of your phone the only thing that it says is opportunities. And I guarantee you, you will see more opportunities. If you think the world's scarce, you've fallen down that rabbit hole, write abundance on your hand, on your phone, in your car, on your desk, and use that as a reminder that maybe your thoughts are scarce, not the world. When you're a baby, were you thinking about how scarce the world was? Fuck no. You're just trying to figure out how to walk to start with so you could get to all the shit that you could see, because you could see how abundant the world was and you wanted to get on your feet and start running towards it and touching it all. Yeah, does it make sense now? Yeah, but at some stage, then we're like, oh, no, world's scarce, man. Fuck, it's all bad. Can't be richer. No, can't have that. Oh, no, easy for you to say, mate. Oh, fuck, wouldn't happen to me. You know, and we get into the scarcity type thinking instead of that child getting up off of the ground going, fuck, I want to walk because I want to go and touch some shit and hug some people and pick that thing up over there and look at their faces and the joy that they have once they can do all of that stuff. But then the world comes at us and it all changes at some stage. So going back to what I was saying before, you know, who did this to us? What did we consume? When did this happen? But we can unwind a lot of this shit as well. So think about what might be blocking you and start looking for the opposite. If all you see are problems, laugh at them and say, solutions are greater than problems. I can find the solution to this easy. That's what I do now. That's what I had to do at the start of the week, because I had a few. I'm just like, I had a few beers last week as well, but I had a few problems, but I knew. I'm like, don't fucking go down the how many more problems am I going to have this week. I'm like, Luke, you are really good at finding solutions. What a weapon. Stay on that path. You can solve all of these. You will get through it. Bang. So that's what I do, and that's how I try to practice thinking when these times come for me. If you think everyone's angry, for instance, well, do you smile at anyone? Are you smiling at strangers? Maybe have a crack at that. Just go around smiling at people. I honestly think that people in Auckland are quite grumpy at the moment. People crossing the road, waving their hands at each other the other day, and I can just see it. People cutting each other off, and I get angry, and I'm like, oh, mate, like, try not to. It's so easy to, though, because things are just tough at the moment. So, you know, if we're seeing that stuff, we've got to be the opposite. And we've got to try and put that back into society. So, you know, opening the door for someone, smiling at a stranger, fucking being happy, looking like you want to be there compared to people who don't want to be there and look angry and it's all tough and oh, blah, 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 problem here. You know, you want to avoid that shit anyway, but try and be the opposite, especially to fix yourself if you're stuck the other way as well. You know, another good example we're speaking about recently is if you think that as a solo parent, you can't do X, Y, Z, stop looking for people who also believe this and instead look for people who prove that you're wrong. So find some solo parents who are doing things that you think aren't possible and that proves you wrong instantly. And you go, huh, okay, what can I learn from them? How can I tidy up my thinking a bit? So I know that I'm losing some of you, too airy-fairy for some, too confronting for others, because often we don't want to accept how simple some of these concepts are, right? It can't be that simple, surely. But what if it is? Why not try it? Why not write down opportunities, solutions are greater than problems? Like, why not just have a go if something's blocking you, just playing with the opposite? Literally, as I write this, from out the front of a cafe, I was sitting in the Gold Coast, and I was in a bit of a, like, trying to write this. I'm sitting there, I'm having a coffee, I'm having a break away from the family time of the trip that I was on. Shout out to them, they may be listening. But just like having a bit of Luke time, having a coffee, and this dude walks towards me and he's like, I'm just sitting at a seat out the front of this cafe, and he's like, you got the good seat there, mate? I'm like, fucking do I? There's like 20 seats, how do you know this is the good one? And I was like, oh yeah. He's like, how beautiful is this city? He's talking about the Gold Coast. I'm like, well, yeah, no, yeah, it's pretty good. It's bloody amazing view here, mate, don't you think? I'm like, yeah. All right, have a nice day, buddy. That was him. Four lines, bang, 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 bang. I'm like, are you the fucking mayor of the city, mate? What the hell? Did you just get planted here? I'm literally halfway through writing this, and this happens. I thought, wow, you know, that's interesting. And this guy is, he's way too happy. He's carrying around his little dog, you know, his little dog that looked like a cat. I would have thought that would make you upset to start with, that your fucking dog's the size of a cat. But anyway, that's the beauty of the world, each to their own. And man, this bloke was happy and it was infectious. He was making me happy. So imagine if we all started putting the energy out to the world. Like, imagine how he was seeing the world. Everything just seemed amazing to him. And it's like, fuck, yeah, good on you, mate. Yeah, I might get myself another coffee and write another money mail. Let's go. But it'd be crazy to think what might come back to us, hey? You know, if we started putting that energy out to the world. So if you want to go deeper on this topic, I want to suggest a book. And that's actually why I wrote this money mail. It's called You Were Born Rich by Bob Proctor. One of my clients actually said to me yesterday, I think you can get that off of Bob Proctor's website online for free. But maybe even YouTube, have a look. You Were Born Rich. Now, the book explores the above idea that we're all born rich and we have the ability to create abundance in our lives. Now, that is something that I was all for. Do you want to read about scarcity and how to create more scarcity in your life? Jeez, man. I don't know. Probably... That doesn't, yeah, I can't even articulate that. That's just not for me. But there are practical strategies and principles for achieving financial success and living a fulfilled life. So it's not just about more, more, more. It's about fulfillment and understanding that maybe we were born rich. We've got all these things that we need, and then something happens in society and whatnot. So maybe that's for you. You Were Born Rich by Bob Proctor. This might be exactly what you need to study in a tough economic environment. If you do, let me know what you think. And a couple of people have already messaged to say, epic book, yep, great suggestion, cheers, or hey, I've got that, getting stuck into it. But finally, remember that your rich isn't another person's rich. So where did your rich come from? Have a bit of time thinking about that. You know, going right back to the start when you were sniffing, feeling, touching, rubbing, rich, thinking about what it is. Where did that come from? Because you had to create that. It got planted into you from somewhere and you decided. So just have a bit of a think about what rich means to you and where maybe that came from. As always, I hope that that got you thinking, perhaps you are already rich. You're one of over 10,000 recipients, five figures, baby, of Money Mail. How good. The KTC podcast had over 70,000 downloads in March. Actually, we've just gone past 1 million downloads as well, which we'll do a Money Mail on soon. Did you know over 80% of school leavers said that they wish they had learned more about money at school? Well, bloody hell, go figure, eh? That is not a surprise. If you would like to inquire about having me speak somewhere, you can do that. luke@keepthechange.co.nz and we can discuss that. That is a ripper of a Money Mail. It's so important in times like this when things are feeling tough, they're against us, they feel scarce, with not thinking about abundance, to just put some content in your ears, in your eyeballs, that teaches you to go back the other way and to think about abundance. I'm sure that you enjoyed that. I'll see you on the next episode of Money Mail. Please put one of these episodes on your Instagram story, share it, send it to a friend to help them think more abundantly so we can have a more abundant life and a more abundant New Zealand. Be good.